Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf. She responds to Luinish Vasar Meyakov Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Lamet. Throughout the Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about the special desire that a nochash, a snake, has for wine, and how much effort is a snake going to do in order to reach the wine. Now, someone asked in the Shir a fascinating question. We know the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayinei Amud Aleph brings the pasuk that says V'nochash Afar Lachmoy. The nochash eats sand, eats earth. The Gemara there brings two opinions. One mandama says anything the nochash tastes like offer, tastes like earth. The other mandama says that anything he tastes, he needs to eat offer as well. And Rashi in Chumash, Shepashas Chukas, when it says the Hamiso, they complained about the man, because we'll send against them the snakes. So Rashi there says why? Because the nochosh, everything he tastes like offer. And Amisol, whatever they wanted to taste, they tasted it in the mon. That's why they were punished by the nochosh. See, the Rashi brought the first pirush of the Gemara as the main pirush. And this may be in the mashmos of the Gemara there by Amishal. The Gemara there brings a braiso. To look at the Midrash Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though he cursed the nochosh, but he still gave him something, because wherever he goes, he has what to eat. This may be more fitting with the first pshat, that the nochash, whatever he eats, has the taste of offers. Anything, any place he goes, he has what to eat. He has offer or things that taste like offer. And connected here, the famous word is said in the name of the Kotzker, but the Shemishmu brings it in the name of the Vorkarov. That what is this klol of the nochash has mezoinus, everything by him is offer, that he doesn't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every other creature eats the daven to Hashem for food. By a nochash, he eats offer and everything tastes like offer. So by him, he doesn't have to daven. Kibbutz Kivyochol sends him away and says, I don't want you to communicate with me. But in any case, if the nochosh, everything he tastes like offer, so why is the nochosh has such a desire for wine? Anyway, the taste of wine is exactly like any other taste. So the emphasis is that the Vilna Gaon, on Ader Saliyo there in the beginning of Bereishis, when it says, speaks about the klol of the nochosh, he says, the klol of the nochash is that he's going to taste sand and any food that he eats, but not the drinks. The drinks he does taste. And that's why he has such a cheshek for the gilui. That's why we have the opinion of gilui, is that the nochash will drink water and wine. Why? Because he tastes them. He cannot taste food, but he could taste liquids. But this Vilna Gaon is not agreed by everybody. The Sfornos is clearly not like that. And the Ma'ase in the Ovos de Rabbi Nosson, in the Nusach base, Pergamon base, it says clearly, Omar of Chilfo, Afilu Oichel Kol Pitumim, Veshoyse Kol Misukim, doesn't matter what he eats or what he drinks, Hem Nasim Bepiv Offer. Dear Mashba, he's talking about drinks as well, that every drink has the taste of offer. So you go back to the question, why is the Nochosh has such a desire for wine? So I saw a beautiful answer brought down the Sefer Bishari Socher, which was written by Yisachar Dov England there, Zechonin Levrocha. And he says, even though the nochosh tastes everything, the same taste as offer, but smell he does have. He has a very sensitive smell, and he can smell very well the wine. Now, even though once he smells it, he's going to taste, he's not going to feel the taste, because by him, everything tastes the same thing, but he still has the desire to run after it because he has such a good smell. He writes there in the footnote, this is really a mashal to Yitzhara always. Yitzhara makes things look so appealing, so attractive, but when you get there, it doesn't ever have any taste. That's what happens to the nochosh every time. He's running towards the wine because he smells such a good smell, but when he puts it in his mouth, for him, it has a taste of offer. And he adds, according to this, the klol of the nochosh is so strong. The klol is that he's going to taste everything like offer, but he's going to continue smelling everything. He will have an ultimate desire to get to something and to taste it, but he will not be able to taste it. And you may have the pshat in our Gemara that the nochosh is running after wine because he's able to smell the smell of wine. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.